Hot 105 with us this morning, one of the two candidates for the Democratic presidential nomination, Hillary Clinton. Madam Secretary, are you there?
This is Hillary Clinton. Hi, how you doing?
Quite well, Madam Secretary. How are you doing? How's the campaign going?
So far, so good. You're in Miami, right?
Yes, I am, and I thank you for the opportunity. And Ms. Clinton, the last few years, there have been a number of deaths of African Americans, both male and females, young people, at the hands of folks in law enforcement or either self-appointed vigilantes under the guise of enforcing law, including the deaths of Trayvon Martin, Eric Garner, Dante Hamilton, Sandra Bland, Jordan Davis. And I think something needs to be done on a federal level. I see you've gotten together with Sabrina Fulton, Trayvon's mother, Geneva Reed-Ville, Sandra Bland's mom, Gwen Carr, Eric Garner's mom, Lucia McBath, Jordan Davis's mother, and Maria Hamilton, the mother of Dontre Hamilton. What's going to happen under your administration?
Well, the very first speech that I gave in this campaign was about criminal justice reform, what I would do to deal with the continuing problems caused by systemic racism. And it was something that I really laid out and have continued to talk about, because there's two aspects to the problem. You mentioned two of the mothers whom I have gotten to know well. Sabrina Fulton, of course, the mother of Trayvon Martin. She was killed not by an official police action, but by, you know, a guy who was empowered with a gun and some role in protecting his community, who was ill-trained, ill-prepared, immature, everything that we know from that terrible incident, and who killed a young man who was doing no harm to anybody. And Sandra Bland's mother, Geneva Reed-Ville, is another friend of mine. Of course, her daughter was stopped first by the police for no justifiable reason, arrested for no reason, and ended up dying while in police custody in Texas. And I've been working with the mothers of many others who have lost children to either police actions, in which means we've got to have more accountability for police actions. We've got to do much more to train and help police officers know how to de-escalate tense situations, all of which I've laid out in my plan for doing criminal justice reform. But we also have to tackle the epidemic of gun violence, which is the number one killer of young African-American men. We have a lot of work to do, Rodney, and I want to tackle it with the help of these incredibly brave mothers and as many other Americans as I can enlist.
And Ms. Clinton, the problem is not just law enforcement. You can see what's happening in Chicago. You see what's happening here in the headlines of Miami. Gun violence committed by these sociopaths in our very own communities against each other. And then when these cases go to trial, often the state attorneys might as well be with the prosecutor.
I think every state should have an independent either board or official assign the responsibility to investigate every killing in police custody. So it's taken out of the local jurisdiction where, unfortunately, all too often, there is no action taken. But every single state must have this. But in addition, the Justice Department needs more resources so that it is able to investigate more of the cases. I have been advocating to increase the resources that go to the Justice Department to do this work so that people have some recourse. There is accountability on both the state and the federal level.
Now, with an international matter, that of what's happening in Haiti.
Well, I'm deeply disappointed that the elections in Haiti have turned out to be so controversial, so contentious, with allegations of misappropriation of votes and voting, other actions being taken that have undermined confidence by the Haitian people and the international community in the presidential election. As Secretary of State, I worked very hard to help Haiti and to put them onto a path where there could be more confidence in their government. And, you know, it really comes down to whether the Haitian people will make the changes, the reforms that are necessary to be able to have a government that responds to the needs of the people of Haiti. The Haitian people are wonderful. I'm so always impressed with the resilience of the Haitian people. They deserve a government that works for them.
We are speaking to one of the candidates for the Democratic nomination for President of the USA, Hillary Clinton. Madam Secretary, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Rodney. It's been great to talk to you. I appreciate the opportunity. Take care now.